my goodness. This is a great occasion, a lovely occasion, in which we can meet as friends from times past and members of this parish who so radically and wonderfully care for this place and love it. So we want to say thank you to them for their welcome and their kindness. And also on behalf of all of us, I want to say a special thank you to the Hereford Church singers as they come again here, and to their director of music, by John Eden, and of course, to your very own Roger Judd. After the service, as you know, we'll be going out of the west doors to honour our founder at his grave. And everyone's welcome to gather round after it. In terms of the service itself, I haven't a voice now. I always love to sing, but so I'll be saying some of the said bits, and my brother Charles will be doing some of the sung bits. And so it's a kind of a double act in a way. And so that's a privilege to be able to do this together. So on this joyful day, when we look forward with the new school, and celebrate this new beginning for the life of this place and of this community, let's join our souls of praise. And as we look forward and listen to the introit, Jerusalem on high. So if the congregation wish to sit, the choir will now remain standing.
Oh. Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord send me praises.
Now, Psalm 91.
Thank you.
first lesson is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 12. And at that time, Michael, stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since that there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Here ends the first lesson.
Thank you. and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. Here ends the second lesson.
Let us pray.
Give peace in our time, O Lord. Instituted the services of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that as thy holy angels always do thee service in heaven, so by thy appointment they may succor and defend us on earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. From whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed. Give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy own Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Let's pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, High and Mighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all dwellers upon the earth, most heartily we beseech thee with thy favour to behold the most gracious sovereign King Charles the Fourth, and so replenish him with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that he may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Enjoy him plenteously with heavenly gifts. Grant him in health and wealth long to live. Strengthen him that he may vanquish, overcome all his enemies. And finally, after this life, he may attain everlasting joy and felicity through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops, priests, and deacons, and all congregations committed to that charge, the helpful spirit of thy grace, that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
For the stillness, we give thanks to God for this place, its founder, for its life, for its future life, as the St. Michael's Abbey School. We thank you for this place and all that it stands for, and for the people who through the generations have cared for it and upheld it and made and equipped it for the glory of God. We pray for the wider church. Guide and direct, O Lord, the minds of all who work for the reshaping of the church in our time. Restore our faith and vision. Renew our energies and love. Provide your people to new life and power, so that we may live and speak for Christ before the world he came to save, and ever advance his kingdom for his honour and glory. Amen. And let us thank God for the gift of music that stirs heart and mind, for those who compose it, those who sing it and perform it, and for all who receive blessing from it. We thank you for all those who sing in this choir here today, and for other choirs across the country and across the world, for the glory of God. Amen. And in the stillness we bring to God ourselves and one another, for God's world, in its beauty and in its brokenness, bringing to heart and mind particularly the places and situations, Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, other places, other peoples, that as a church we may be people who are bridge builders of understanding and respect, and the people of courage. We bring before God our families and friends, near and far. We thank you for them and we pray for them. We bring before God people who are in need of any kind of body, of mind, or spirit. Bless them. We thank God for faithful departures. We honor them, thank God for them, and entrust them with love into your care. And we entrust ourselves and one another into God's care for all that the future will bring, that we may walk with integrity, with courage, but above all with love, for the glory of God. Amen. We say together the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen. I find that in this afternoon, when all your mercies, O my God, my raising soul survives, let us all stand and sing out this hymn, during which, if
collection will be received.